something cool.
Oh, that's right. That is cool.
All
right. When does it air?
Tomorrow.
Oh, okay. On live TV.
When does it air?
On the Super Bowl?
Yes, we're airing it live on the Super Bowl.
Tomorrow.
Wait, is the Super Bowl this week?
No.
Man, all right. I've really lost track of this year. Super Bowl is happening already. Oh, no, it's already happened a while ago.
Yeah, there you go.
Just get ready. Eric's already here, and he said this better be good. It's going to be great, Eric.
It's going to be perfect.
I've already been confused about when the Super Bowl is. I've announced a video that I have yet to share with anyone. I don't know. We're on fire. Blaine, take it away.
Well, with that, I'm going to say welcome to the Council Cast. This is a fabulous episode 176, being recorded on August 10th, 2021. The council is now in session, and as with every week, we will make arbitrary decisions about topics on science, technology, and random shit.
Random shit?
With little background and next to no expertise. All council cast decisions are final and have no bearing on anything whatsoever. I think we have found a replacement for Logan.
I like it.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, you know, that's pretty impressive that you can do that with your voice, Brian.
It is.
That's great, but you know what? It turns out that going to the dentist might make you smarter. Or at least it might prevent you from getting dumber.
Whoa, what? I'm not sure dementia is being dumb. I'm just the point of reference, just point of fact. I don't think that's
Whoa, what?
Fair enough. But apparently, a new study is suggesting, though, that the amount of teeth that you lose means the greater your dementia risk. So, Brian, can you please tell us what it means to have dementia?
It just means that your brain is broken and you can't put thoughts together very quickly or coherently. No, it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing. But
I guess, you know, it's also not a good thing to lose your teeth. So if you want to lower your risk of dementia, how can you prevent yourself from losing your teeth?
Now that is a question that scientists will be debating for years.
Blushing and froshing.
Blushing twice a day? Is that what it is?
Blushing twice a day.
I don't know. There's what is there scientific proof that teeth are related to dementia?
You know what I really want to know though is like, is it tooth loss from like just your teeth getting bad? What if somebody came and like knocked your teeth out, or you got kicked in the face and it knocked your teeth out? Like, is that give you the same amount of risk for dementia as your teeth just falling out normally?
Oh, like I know a guy. He was changing a tire. It blew up in his face. Lost all of his teeth.
Yeah, does that put him at a higher risk?
Yeah, did he get dementia then?
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
but it was it's
had nothing to do with the fact that the nothing to do with the concussion.
No, I think I've heard this. I've heard of this before, though. I think that it has to do with plaque, like tartar buildup. So,
if there is some theory about that,
So it's I don't know how much scientific.
Well, you know, last time I went to the dentist, they told me that plaque can make your brain go dumb. So maybe this is related. I didn't believe them at the time.
You should start flossing more.
Probably.
Oh, man. Yeah. I was watching, you guys seen the show Ted Lasso?
Yeah.
I've heard.
There's a spot in it when he is completely unrelated to anything. He's like, you see this? You see the sign? And somebody's like, yeah. And where'd you go get that from? He's like, in his house. He's like, I got it from a bathroom mirror. It says believe. He said, you got that in your bathroom? He's like, yeah, I got these hanging up all over the place. And he said, I got one in the bathroom. I see it every morning when I brush my teeth and every night when I have an argument with myself about whether or not I should be flossing, that I always lose. Something like that. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's pretty funny. And, you know, flossing. But he could get dementia at any point if he's going to keep doing that.
Maybe, unless he
could happen.
Unless he gets in a big enough fight that he punches all of his teeth out.
So do you true. Think then it will just happen immediately.
Don't all hockey players lose a bunch of teeth over their career?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that a thing?
That might be a
thing.
They
also end up with dementia.
Hmm. Yeah, but not from the blows to the head, just from the teeth.
Yeah.
Just from the teeth.
Yep.
Just from the teeth.
This is why grills are so important.
I wonder if this applies to baby teeth. What if you kept all your baby teeth and your adult teeth? Would that make you at like a negative risk of dementia and actually make you smarter?
It would make you like a friggin' shark with rows of teeth. You'd be terrifying. All the baby teeth up front, really tiny, and then the big teeth back behind. Be like, man, I'm getting...
Oh, wouldn't it be better if they were the other way around? I mean, that would be less embarrassing.
Well, it'd be less... Yeah, you're right. It'd be less noticeable.
Less noticeable.
It'd be more terrifying.
God, I hate it that I have baby teeth and adult teeth, and I am addicted to flossing because it takes 10 times longer. I have the front row and then the back
front row.
Front row, back row.
They should make a machine for that or something.
They should
probably so. They probably would at that point. It would just be, I don't know.
You might want to use a water pick at that point.
That may be true.
Our mouths would have to be huge. Be like, what's
your
his
jaw
name?
From, just, it's just your jaw that grows, though.
Be like Mick Jagger.
Oh, my God. Just your jaw grows.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I give it a thumbs up for a good...
Eric wants to know if the dementia would still happen if you kept your teeth in a jar. You know, you didn't lose them. You know right where they are.
Well, once you lose them, we know what the diagnosis is. No idea where my teeth are. I took them and put them in this jar a week ago, and now I don't know where they're at. I think there is some science to that. I think if you take them out of your mouth and put them in a jar and you haven't lost them, then you probably don't have dementia. So that's probably a real thing.
Yeah, you know what? I give it a thumbs down for dementia because that's always sad, but I'd give it a thumbs up for science recognizing that we need to keep our teeth in a jar.
Well, something you probably don't want to keep in a jar is your annual flu, because apparently Moderna, who is famous for coming up with one of the COVID-19 vaccines, mm-hmm. is developing yes. a vaccine for the common flu.
Hmm. Don't they already Damn. Have that?
So the way I understand it is, I mean, they do have a shot for the flu, but you have to get it every year. Mm-hmm. And this is something that you would only have to get once for forever.
I heard talk of this. Oh. Like, if we could figure this out for COVID, then we can definitely figure it out for other diseases. Because the way that they programmed the COVID-19 vaccines so that it gives you a specific part of what is in all known COVID strains so far, yep. then it should theoretically be able to shut all of them down, even if it mutates, as long as that one piece is still involved. This is like a very watered down version of what's happening, obviously. And this episode is going to be demonetized immediately on YouTube because, you know, we're talking about COVID.
Yeah, but
we're not talking about
the
COVID
thing. Could
days.
Be true for, for the flu.
But I don't think there's enough studies yet to show that it's forever.
No, correct. Not yet.
So
no.
It's a little iffy for Moderna to say they can do that about the flu.
They're saying forever. In theory it could be yeah. for forever.
Oh, but, well, in theory we can go to Mars too, so.
Certainly.
Not in theory, in actual practice. Elon's working on it real hard.
Oh, he may be the first
if
person
he's not,
to go there.
We better pitch
but he's
it
not
so that
coming
he does.
Back. First person to go there, but not he's not coming back.
But you know what? He might have a flu vaccine so that he never has to get a flu shot every year.
You would not get the one to get the Mars flu.
You don't want to get the
Mars
flu.
Don't want to get Mars flu. Yeah.
Yep. You know, I think this is great for people. I hope that people would get it if they do come out with it and give it a flu vaccine that Maybe we can see that go away one day.
That'd be awesome.
Thumbs up for no Mars flu.
No Mars flu.
No.
Don't do it.
But you know what might be tracking you, which may or may not be your COVID-19 vaccine, is QR codes.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So how many of you guys have been out recently? I think I've seen this a lot more in the last year, I think just because of COVID, but you've gone to a restaurant or a bar or something like that where you're ordering something and they have their menu on a QR code. You scan it up with your phone, pulls up the menu for you.
Just did that. Yeah.
Easy peasy. Well, it turns out that those codes might be tracking you.
Are they adding cookies?
They might be.
Not to an iPhone. iPhones,
definitely
you can't do
for iPhones.
Oh, it doesn't happen on an iPhone. Come on.
That's the whole reason I bought this thing. Thanks, Obama.
So, yeah. So, apparently, they can not only
now we're demonetized.
Yeah, now we're... but yeah, apparently they can, the restaurants or whoever puts out the QR codes, apparently, you know, can collect some data about how many people are scanning the code, who's visiting the link, and all this sort of different stuff that they could start figuring out, you know, what your purchase history is, which restaurants do you normally go to, how do you pay for your food, all that sort of stuff. So yeah, something that I think's been popping up. Seems pretty innocuous, is maybe not so much.
That's actually...
I'm going to say that's not good.
It's not any different than literally anything else that's been tracking us on the internet.
Whoa. Other things track us on the internet?
It's for the entire existence of the internet, you've been tracked on the internet.
Yeah, I mean, one of the interesting things is that most QR codes just launch you to a website, which, also then begs the question that if you just went to the website on your phone normally, you probably would be collecting the same amount of data about you regardless.
Yeah. I don't think the QR codes are actually doing anything. No. Not the way that they're set up. Could QR codes do other things? Oh, yeah, absolutely. But it's usually going to send you to a site that then would automatically download a virus to your phone or something like that if he was trying to do something like truly, truly nefarious that would hurt your phone.
Now, but that
like,
would be bad. Yeah.
Not to an iPhone.
Not to an iPhone, obviously. but I do think that the rest of it is pretty much how internet stuff is tracking you currently. And to your point, actually, iPhones do have a lot of security functions built in right now. That are shutting down apps, especially ability to track you. So it will pop up and say, do you want this app to be able to track you at all?
Actually, what it says is, would you like to ask this app to maybe possibly not track you if they agree? That's what it says.
That's not a direct quote.
Maybe
not
a direct sometimes.
Although in the marketing, this marketing sphere, I mean, I subscribe to a lot of marketing newsletters and blogs and whatnot, and everyone is very concerned right now about iPhone shutting down their ability to track what people are doing on their iPhone. They're like, how are we going to market to them?
And I've heard that Facebook's
there are a lot of ways to do it, but paid ads make it, it makes it a lot harder to push paid ads in specific contexts to people. But that's if you're doing like geofencing and stuff like that. If you're just saying, if you set up a Facebook ad, let's say for people who subscribe to yo-yo clubs on Facebook, like I'm in a group for yo-yos. And you go, oh, great, here you go. Here's an ad for buying my awesome yo-yo contraption. You can buy this yo-yo here.
This yo-yo,
it's going to serve them the ad. The yo-yo people are going to get their yo-yo ads. It's going to be fine. But, I mean, if you want to say, when this person last set foot at outside of my competitor's shop, I want to serve them ads anytime they walk near that place again. Like, that sort of stuff gets a little bit trickier for them to track.
So the app isn't tracking you, but definitely Apple is. So
They are, but they don't want to share that information with anyone. They want to keep it to themselves. It'll be our private.
Well, I say a thumbs up for QR codes because they are super easy to use.
I give it a thumbs down for tracking people.
The fact that they tracks me, knows everything that's going on, is, like Silas said, I mean, that's what the internet's doing anyway. So what's the big deal?
It's like having a friend who truly cares about every little thing that you're doing.
Every little thing.
Everything. Something that is a little and is a thing that you might care about is Valve's new gaming handheld called
the Steam Deck. You guys started without me?
Absolutely.
God.
We've replaced you. You no longer are needed for the random shit section.
I had to take over for you tonight.
Well then.
Wait, who's Valkyrie's new handheld gaming system?
So Valve, who is the
Valkyrie,
who owns the popular storefront of Steam, has come out with a handheld gaming device that's very reminiscent of Nintendo Switch, except for the fact that it runs computer games.
And says Valve?
Oh. And it says Valve.
Instead of Nintendo?
Yes.
Huh.
But yeah, they have it's a little bit bigger than a Switch. It's handheld. It's got a screen in the middle, joysticks and buttons and everything on the side, just like a Switch looks like. Except for the fact that it does run an AMD processor, a quad-core Zen 2 CPU with 8 threads, 8 cores, as well as their RDNA 2 graphics. And they apparently say that they can run... It's running Linux, but they can run Windows games at 60 FPS on the handheld internal screen.
Good grief.
So if you ever were like, you know what, I've been playing my Switch, I wish I could play my computer games, this might be the thing for you. It's on sale, $4.99. I've heard that they are completely sold out through the middle of next year, though, already. They haven't even
$4.99.
Yes, $4.99.
I think I found cheaper valves on the market, though.
But can it play your computer games?
If you set it up correctly.
So there's two more expensive models. What are they, just faster with more memory or something?
Yeah, they've got more storage for the most part. So you can go all the way up to $649 for 512 gigabytes.
Ha! Memory is RAM!
All right, Moss.
That's perfect. What are you going to do? Just put more memory in it or add more RAM? Ha! Memory is RAM!
I think this is a pretty interesting thing. I've kind of been back and forth on the fence on whether I should actually even buy one of these for $400, but they're certainly trying to take a stake in the success that Nintendo has had. And I do give them credit for that. It's probably not easy to take on Nintendo, but if anybody can do it.
So hold on. What's the processor?
It's an AMD Zen 2 quad-core, or 8-core, octa-core. Oh, 8 quad-core, 8 threads, hyper-threading.
That's how they're able to do it.
That's how they're able
they
to do it.
They used AMD instead of Intel. That's how they got it. So small and efficient.
Yes.
That's the trick.
Plus the onboard
everybody's
are
that.
Way better than what
it's
Intel
the way they
has.
Had to do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
AMD.
So, I guess if this is something you're interested in, maybe go ahead and sign up.
I'm going to say thumbs up, too. It's amazing.
I'm going to buy one and send it to you, Brian.
I'm going to buy one and send it to you.
All right. Blaine. Sweet.
I'm going to buy one and send it to nobody.
I am realizing that there are PS5s available now.
Who needs that when you buy this next year?
Seriously.
Totally.
True.
Somebody later tell me what we're talking about, okay?
That's okay. You know what? Speaking of tracking ads, I should have put this one earlier. But apparently, if you used Washington Post, HuffPost, or more sites in the last couple of weeks, you may have been served some ads for porn.
Finally.
What?
And this is apparently what I would call your online tracking gone wrong. Because apparently a porn site bought a popular ad site, VidMe. I don't know. Never heard of it before. But apparently that ad company served ads on Washington Post, HuffPost, and more. And apparently their porn started showing up in their ads.
Whoops.
Great.
So, yeah, you could have been browsing around.
Sales went up.
Browsing around on, you know, Martin Shkreli and how he got banned from Twitter and seeing ads for, you know, Naughty Spy Girls Part 2.
That's a good movie.
No, not Nunly Spy Girls. Naughty Spy Girls.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And so no one was happy about that? Or well, everyone was happy about
it? I think everybody was happy about it.
Not to do it again, I guess.
Except for the Nunly girls.
You know what? The best part is I probably would have never seen them because I still run an ad blocker.
That's why you run an ad blocker, right?
Maybe that's why I should turn mine off? Nah.
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 No, I need the ad blocker so I don't get...
I'm sure how to vote on this.
This way I don't get Washington Post ads on my porn
sites. I'm going
sites.
To give it a thumbs up.
I'm going to say thumbs up for the Washington Post. You know, news is important.
Covering...
I don't know
for giving it full frozen. Exposure. There. Oh, and Blaine has froze. Oh, and our episode's over because Council Cast is completely stopped online. Nobody can watch it anymore. Let's see if he comes back and let's see if it starts back up again.
Okay. We'll have to just act like the conversation was continuing.
I mean, we're still recording the audio here. We can just have a giant blank section, I guess. I
don't know. Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, episode's done. 46 minutes in. My Velcro meat tastes bad.
Blaine runs the Council Cast and his internet died. So we're no longer broadcasting. And he's frozen on the screen that we're... Oh, here we go. Nope, he's gone.
Nope, he's gone.
He's gone.
So we should be able to match stuff up.
All right. Then you can at least hear me. All right.
Anyway, so, I think we ended with saying that I was glad that they gave full exposure to what was important on the Wall Street Journal or whatever. So.
Full exposure is a good thing. So I give them a thumbs up for that.
Blaine, I was asking you if you pay for your ad blocker.
No.
You don't pay for the ad blocker service?
No.
Okay.
Should
what do you use? No, what do you use?
NordVPN?
What?
Do you use
what ad blocker
McAfee?
Do I use? No. I use uBlock Origin.
Oh. From the beginning, I see.
I was going to say, if you pay for it, then you would actively not be paying. Or you would be paying not to see.
Wah, 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 wah.
That's horrible. Land as well. That's horrible. Well, you know what? It is kind of a disappointment is the fact that Ford has made a premium gas fragrance for all EV owners who miss the smell of fossil fuels.
Who wouldn't miss that?
What?
Random shit.
What?
It's too late, Logan.
And they just like, and they take this and they rub it on their bodies?
I think it's still that. Yo, it must be. I actually thought that this was like a fragrance you would spray like in your car or something like that. you know, but it, this looks what? Like a full on perfume bottle.
What?
That's just crazy.
That,
who
that's
does that?
Was.
No I one mean, wants your car. No one wants their car to smell like gasoline. No one wants it on their hands. That's just crazy.
Plus, why would you? Why would you need to make a fragrance? I mean, gasoline already exists. Why wouldn't you just put that in a bottle and say, "Here you go"?
Because it is a fossil fuel, and it's still like causing the same issues. And so they're like, "Hey, you can have your electric car and eat it too," basically.
What one of our listeners just commented that it's as useful as a poopy flavored lollipop.
That's
thank
only
you.
Fair.
Thank
That's
you. Only fair. Thank you, listener.
Yeah, I don't think I understand this one at all.
I'm just what's curious. Where can I buy this? Not for me, but for a friend.
That would be a great gift.
I'm going to assume you have to buy a Ford electric vehicle first.
Oh, it's burning. It's burning my skin.
My brother did that.
It's called gasoline. It's not a scent. It's just gasoline in a little glass bottle.
Don't drink it. It's poison.
It is.
Whoa. My internet came back.
Yo.
That's weird. Can you hear me?
Well, I know I give it a thumbs up. You know, if there's something that I like, it was those scratch and sniff stickers or those smelly markers. And so this is just like an offshoot of that. They're like, hey, you know what? That generation that liked the scratch and sniff stickers and like the smelly markers, they're gonna love something that smells like gasoline.
Yeah,
you remember that generation that likes just smelling weird stuff and getting high off of it? Yeah, they probably love something that smells like gasoline.
Okay, that's a good. That would be a good marketing thing.
Like Huff and Glue.
Yeah, Huff and Glue. And, why not? Yeah,
you know, I'm gonna say thumbs down because I think they could have just gone cheap and just bottled gasoline.
Cool. Yeah,
I think making the be cheaper.
I don't know. Well, it would cost quite a bit per ounce. I would say.
Tell you what, I will start a business.
Does that bring us to our Elon Musk pitches?
Yes.
Or to a Blaine is not available.
Can you not hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh.
I can hear you.
Just
well,
Silas.
I can't hear him anymore. So
just Silas
can't
hear me.
In the loop.
That's funny. Yeah, Elon Musk pitches. Who wants to go first? Silas? Somebody want to tell Silas he can go Silas. First?
Blaine is saying that he would like for you to go first. Do you have an Elon Musk pitch?
I do. I would like Elon Musk make a chat box system where we can video call each other and it doesn't drop and we can hear each other the entire time. And how many times did we pitch this to him? I'm not going to pitch this again. My real pitch
I do think
is going to be, has been, because I've been working on it for a while. I'm not just thinking of this right now. Is a water bottle like these that actually collects moisture out of the air, purifies it, and chills it so that your water bottle never goes empty.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
Thumbs up.
That's a very well thought out idea. I give it a thumbs up just for thinking about it.
That's amazing.
That was amazing.
I have a similar theme. It's a device that sucks something out of the air, but not water.
That sucks.
Does it suck nope. it?
Air.
I want it to be a static sucker. You know, instead of having to like clamp onto something. So you don't have static discharge when you're working on electronics. I just want you to like turn it on, and it just if you try and zap something, you'll just watch the zappy arc go whoom, over to the static.
They make those things at Spencer Gifts. It's a round ball with a little electrodes coming out to the. Have you seen those? That's what that is.
Coil. Wait, so I'm trying to figure out how is this not sucking you in, but it's sucking other things in.
I know exactly what you mean, Blaine.
It's static. It sucks static.
It sucks.
You can't hear Blaine.
Yeah, no, I'm
just not. This is awesome. So it just sucks in static? Is that it, Logan?
Static discharge.
Okay, that sucks in static discharge only. Got it.
And you should be able to like plug things into it to power it because it's obviously sucking up energy. So
well, if it's just sucking up energy, why doesn't it just power itself by the energy it's sucking up?
It's also powered by energy. Cool.
Yeah,
that's it's powered by itself.
By the energy it sucks up. Okay.
It's a perpetual power machine.
Perfect. It's a perpetual static sucker.
Sucks in static electricity, turning it into real electricity, using it to suck up more static electricity.
I mean, come on.
That only makes sense to me.
If you put these in like every data center, I mean, millions of dollars right here, right?
Yeah.
The amazing. You could have a lightning bolt zap the building and there could be a bunch of these and it just sucks up all the energy.
I have an idea for Elon.
All right.
Well, for this Christmas, he's got his electric car, and I think that he should have a miniature, you know, I mean, decent-sized electric car that operates off of some sort of a pad that you can drive it more than just, like, you can drive it, like, far, far away, because you've got a screen, and, you know, it's battery-operated, so it's not like something that you have to just drive around the little, you can take it miles away.
Sure.
It 20 should be gas powered, though.
You can drive it wherever.
It should be a gas powered mini car.
No, it should be electric powered. Blaine, it should be small enough that it uses solar panels.
Like a drone, but it's a little car and you just drive it all over.
No, because it's a Tesla, it would be better if it was gas powered.
But about my idea of everyone else's interjections into my idea,
I like your idea. I just want it to be able to drive forever.
I thought it was
have a static sucker on it.
Yes.
It powers. It's powered by the static sucker.
And I want to put a static sucker on it so that it will never stop.
It just has to have a brush motor. So it's
one of our listeners just commented that they would want to put a static sucker on me.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah. Damn. Not. Yeah. I've just. I kicked him out. They're not a listener anymore.
Permaband.
Great.
All right. Blaine,
what's your idea?
My pitch that Logan or that Silas won't be able to hear is that
his pitch is this is for the hearing impaired. Blaine's pitch is
you just repeat it. You know, my pitch is
pitches. I just have to repeat it.
That
my pitch is that.
Mr. Musk comes up with a way for you to fix plumbing in a much easier way.
In a much easier way.
That's great. And I agree completely. In fact, this one gets two thumbs up.
And the way he fixes it is that every pipe must be flexible.
Every pipe must be flexible.
Oh, that's gonna screw with your pressure. He needs to work on the laws of physics before he does that.
That's okay. He can do that.
Okay. Yeah.
He can do that.
Order of operations, I guess. Not important right now, huh?
This is just the pitch. He can figure out
thumbs
the rest of it.
Up. I like it. Anything that's going to make remodeling easier, I'm down.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. That was great. You want me to interpret anything else for you, Blaine? For
I
Silas?
Really prefer only cast iron pipes. So
I will tell you my story like about my cast pipes. Iron when we're done here.
Bind with anthrax.
All right, with that, I'm going to go ahead and call this council meeting adjourned. Thank you for listening, except for Silas, who cannot hear me anymore. But we do record this podcast live Tuesday nights on YouTube. If you liked what you saw and want to check out all of our past episodes on the CouncilCast, you can go to councilcast.org or search for us on iTunes or your favorite podcatcher. If you have a topic you would like the council's decision on, you can email us at idontcare@councilcast.org or connect with us on Twitter at @RealCouncilCast. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.